third trade mission of the year is go. We're looking to wrap up the long-awaited deal with the EU. I'm surprised about this. I'll check in a moment. But the delegation heads to Europe this weekend to try and stitch this thing together. Started about 4 years ago, but you're dealing with 27 countries. Of course, the Trade Minister, Damien O'Connor, is going to be on that trip, and he's with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Will this thing actually get signed?
Well, it started 10 years ago, actually, and we're confident. We've been making great progress over the last 2 years. I've been up there a number of times. Officials have been on the ground. We've been working through Zoom. So good progress, about 27 chapters in the agreement. It's very complex. We've signed off about 20 of them. But it's always the hard things from left till the last.
Right. So I'm thinking to myself, from a political standpoint, you wouldn't be going and making this noise about it if you hadn't got the deal done essentially already.
No, not at all. I'm going up on Friday to work with officials, meet again with the Trade Commissioner, with the Agricultural Commissioner if need be. There are sensitive areas around beef, around dairy, sheep meat. It's the usual things for us. 450 million people up there, a lot of farmers. A lot of them have been supported. Food security, a big issue in Europe at the moment with Ukraine. So it's a challenging situation.
Exactly, and that's why my surprise, because I don't believe it'll ever get across the line, and if it does, you'll look at the fine detail. It will be nothing, for example, like the deal we did with the UK, will it?
Oh, yes, it will be commercially meaningful. Watch the space.
You reckon? The French farmer is going to allow you to put some good old New Zealand lamb in there tariff-free, are they?
Well, you know, what the EU see is actually a trade agreement with a country that actually upholds higher standards. They've got an internal farm-to-fork strategy, which goes to 25% of their farming system organic by 2030. They're very ambitious. They want to be connected to a country like New Zealand that has high standards of animal welfare, has high standards of labour, of environmental management. And so that's the value they see in doing the deal with us. And so there's good momentum for that.
See, the reason I cite the UK, I think we'd all agree the UK deal's about as good a deal as we've ever signed. Is that fair? In terms of access?
Yes, okay. I think it would be. Yep.
So even with the UK deal, beef doesn't enter the UK duty-free until 10 years. So God knows what it's going to be with the EU.
Yes, it does. It does. It's the phase-out, mate. And I think that's where there's some confusion. We have the phase-out of tariffs, but actually...
Yeah, but it takes 10 years.
No, the phase out is on the beef, and I haven't got those figures in front of me on the UK deal. Other than we get duty free access from day one, but what we do,
but on allocation,
there are still some tariffs that have to be phased out on the volumes if we go beyond the certain volumes that we've agreed to,
which is what free trade is. See, I don't want to argue with you, Damien, because I mean you and I agree on this. The UK deal is a good deal. All I'm trying to suggest is if that's gold standard, no French person is going to allow you anywhere near a deal that good.
Well, look, no, they are more sensitive on some of those areas. So it probably won't be at the same level as the UK, but it will still be of huge value to us because it's a far bigger market.
Okay, so we tick that off. Who's next? India? US? What happens then?
No, look, we're talking with the GCC, with the Gulf States, obviously an area that needs a lot of food, but also services, a lot of good stuff happening up in there, architecture. So that one's been, again, almost concluded in 2009, was parked up, been through there a few months ago, and we think we can get that going again. Pacific Alliance with Colombia, Ecuador. So there's a number of things on the table. We can only probably feed 40 million people, so in terms of goods we're probably limited in total volume, but there's a lot of services and a lot of areas of e-commerce technology that we are growing that we need to have access into these new markets, so we'll keep working at it.
Good stuff. Nice to see you, Damien O'Connor, Trade Minister, with us this morning.